This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Well, you know what? That's what a lot of us do with our cars. We want to escape from reality. And I think that is the best part about the car hobby. It gives us a chance to kind of go back to when we were 16 again. I let my 16-year-old drive my Viper the other day, and I saw the look on his face. And then I saw the look on my face when he put the foot to the pedal to the metal, and I was like, slow down! But I don't think you'll ever forget those moments behind the wheel of a Viper ACR. And if he was driving a Ford GT or a Porsche 911 Turbo or anything that has that kind of power, that is a life-changing experience for a young person. And we have a man on the phone with a very long last name, Garen Nikogosyan. He is the design manager of the Ford GT at Ford Motor Company. And I played, by the way, we are the champions for like a minute into the commercial break because I just sat here and got, you know, the hair on my whole body was standing straight up and it just felt good. Congratulations again for winning the, what did you guys win? 1-2 and 4 or 1-3 and 4?
We had 1-3 and 4.
1-3 and 4. And Porsche was in there, right? Was it Porsche?
No, there was a second place car with a Ferrari.
Ferrari, that's what it was. And then I know, I think Toyota had some like last minute disaster. And I mean, there was some interesting thing. I didn't even get to watch. You know what I was doing? I was helping my wife build boxes for her garden. So I'm helping her with her 30-year dream of having a beautiful garden. And so I spent the whole weekend that the Le Mans was going on. I thought to myself, I'm just going to peel off. And I'm gonna hear it from all of my friends that went, like Carl Brower, who was with you guys from Kelley Blue Book. But I was just so proud. It's like I knew you guys were gonna win. I don't know why. I knew it. And it was like I kind of put my thumb up to the sky and I'm like, right on, Ford Motor Company. That's what we needed to do.
Well, you're a better man for it. I'm sure your wife appreciates the help for the garden.
Well,
and that'll
last
a lot longer than having watched something on TV. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, you know, and it's funny because I'm one of those people that it's like I don't want to do it and feel bad about, you know, she's out there in the sun working on her garden and I'm sitting there like a big couch potato. I knew I got, you know, the beautiful thing about the internet, you can watch it whenever you want. But Dan Sandberg is on the line from Brembo. You guys ran Brembo brakes, right?
And we sure did.
It's kind of important. And so he probably had a big smile on his face too. Chris Duke's on the line, Motors TV. Dan, what was it like for you to sit there and watch Ford, you know, take the checkered flag?
Well, you know, I mean, we're obviously on a lot of the cars that are out there that are racing, but this one was kind of special just because of the historic significance of it. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, the car is just it is a gorgeous car to begin with. And then to race with it is fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of cars out there that look great, but you put them on the track and they're, you know, they're contenders, but they're not winners. So just to see this, it was just fantastic. I mean, it's just I kind of agreed with you, though. I kind of felt it was going to happen because of the 50-year history,
right?
The anniversary, and it was made to be. So
it's
a great thing.
Like back in the day, and then Chris, I'm going to come back to you for another one. But like back in the day, Ford Motor Company must have put some insane resources behind this because they probably said, you guys go out and win this damn race. What was that like? I mean, what was that when they charged you folks to build this machine to do this great historic thing, Garen?
Well, it's the difference between now and then. It actually didn't come with a blank check like it's alluded to be back in the 60s. We actually had a pretty tight budget. And we had a pretty tall order to fill because it was such a difficult thing today, in this day and age, with the regulations we have, to do a car that's fit for the road globally, as well as a car that's fit for competition. So it essentially was kind of like doing two cars almost, because you can't really take a car that's designed for today's market and just slap a roll cage in it, put some numbers and go racing. You know, it just doesn't happen that way. In the 60s, that was allowed because regulations were a lot less, both in the racing world and the road car world. So for us, it was a double difficult challenge because there was no unlimited budget, and there was this tall order to fill, and I'm so proud that our team was able to deliver on both. And that's essentially the biggest difference between our effort and the one from the 60s.
Chris,
Darren, can you tell us a little bit about the customization options that you guys are going to be allowing some of these lucky owners to have on their road car?
So there's going to be a little bit of customization available, and I think the best person to speak to that would be someone from our marketing department. I know that there's going to be a very specialized ordering process, and at that point in time, it's going to be based on conversations between potential owners and our concierge service. It's going to be a very unique process, and we haven't released every piece of the detail yet, and it's sure to come in the future. But let's talk a little bit about the one that we are talking about currently, which is the 66 Le Mans winning Heritage car. And that's one that we released images of just recently, and it's the one that really pays homage to the number two car, the black car with the silver stripes and the two on the side. That is one of the limited editions we're doing. It's for the 2017 offering of the Ford GT, and it really does bring the past back to life, and it really celebrates our historic win. And I'm so glad that it's able to do it on the heels of us going to Le Mans and winning the GT class as well.
Chris, talking about customizing that car, I think we may have just found the next Motors TV project vehicle.
Yeah, well, I think we might have to wait a year or so for the aftermarket to catch up to that one, though.
Right.
You wait longer than a year to get one.
Yeah, I think we'll never get one, exactly. Unfortunately. But good Lord.
And I know Alan's budget. I'm not sure he can even grab it in the aftermarket.
My budget is whatever Ford Motor Company wants to do, damn it. Anyway, well, listen, a big congratulations. It's so nice. It's just, you know, if you live in America and you're American, and America is the melting pot of all the whole world, but you can't be any more proud than to be born in America and to have a car take over the world competition in such an awesome way historically. I must have watched the last part of that race 5 times just to watch it and to let it be ingrained into me, you know. I'm proud of all the American car makers, even though every one of them seems to be in bed with another, again, because we have a global world these days, a global society, global business, you know, world. I drive a Viper, and so I'm as happy driving your competitor for you guys, because if I could afford one and buy one, I'd buy a GT, and maybe someday I'll own a GT, and I own a Ford. So it's just that we're car guys, and whether we're driving the competitor's car to yours or not, we love what you guys did, whether or not you own a Ford and have never owned a Ford. If you're American, you look at what Ford just did on its anniversary, and you just go, right on. So congratulations, Garen, to all your company.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
It's a great time.
And I know the team appreciates it just as much, because it was a small team, but a very dedicated and specialized team. So every victory, every piece of press this car gathers, every little bit of success that it has on the track, that just is felt so deeply through the entire small group of people that we had working on the project. And it means so much to us, because it just means that it was all worth it. And it's so nice to hear you say these things. So much appreciated again. And so happy to have been on your program.
Yep. Thank you very much, man with a long name, Garen Nikogosian. I think I got it right.
You did. Thank you, guys.
It's not like Taylor. That's an easy name. Thank you, Garen. All right. Chris Duke's going to stay on. We're going to give away some products on the other side with some trivia questions. Maybe we'll tie it to this historic win for Ford Motor Company. Congratulations to Dan Sandberg and Brembo for being, you know, the four GTs that won were all shone with Brembo brakes. Congrats, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being on with us, too. Have a great day, and get out there and grill some ribs. I want photos of that.
We'll do it.
Vicariously.
Performance ribs.
That's it.
Just for the record.
Dan Sandberg from Brembo Brakes. Thanks. Chris and I will be right back right here on The Drive. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Super Winch. Innovation, function, quality, price, and service. That's the Super Winch tradition. We'll be right back.